And now it's time for the show you've all been waiting for all week long. It's time to grab your cup of coffee and get in the car and out and about with Elaine LaRoche. And now, without further ado, here's Elaine.
Oh my, my. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I am well. I tell you, what was that thing that we went through this morning to get here?
Well, you know what? Two things hit me, besides the raindrops are on my head, but it was darker than usual. Generally, I get up at 5:30 or so, and it's a little bit lighter, and then 5:45, it's light, and then by 6 o'clock, you know, it's sunrise. I get up today, I'm looking out the window, it's dark, and I come out to the car, and it's dripping, raining, pouring on me. And I'm thinking, you know what, driving here, I'm saying, oh, I don't see any farmer's market signs. That was the first thing that hit me. And the second thing was like, it's dark. It's really dark out.
I was thinking about the farmer's market when I was coming through here this morning, and I was saying, boy, I think this is, well, to me, I think this is like, what, the first Saturday that I've seen it rain on the day of it's supposed to be. But you know what? Anything's possible. I do believe, I want to stay optimistic that the rain will end in time for the farmers market to happen.
Well, I know I talked to, or I should say, I sent out a message for Heather to call in this morning. But when I'd seen the rain and everything, I thought, ooh, boy, oh boy, I don't know if it's going to be.
Should have a tent, like a big, giant, big top tent.
They're very expensive, but that might not be a bad idea.
Maybe next year.
But I was looking, I couldn't have gone today anyway because I have to go back to, right after the show, I got to zoom down to work. And so I wouldn't be able to go. But I did want to talk to me about the apple pie contest next weekend because I'm going to make one and there are rules. So I asked her to call in and tell me about the rules so I can enter.
I'd be anxious to find out what the rules are too.
Yeah.
So. I mean, is it you have to make it a certain size, certain ingredients? You know,
I don't know.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting.
I have several apple pie recipes, but I picked up some ingredients from the farmer's market that I'm going to incorporate into my pie. I can't tell you because it's a secret.
All right.
Ingredients there. So, folks, good morning. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we're going to have a great show today. Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 to give us a weather update and find out what the heck is going on. We have some tropical activity in down by Jamaica, and so we'll find out what's going on, if that's going to impact us later in the week around Wednesday or Thursday. And also, too, we've got a lot of things going on, some unusual, eclectic things. It's autumn, you know, so, it's the leaves are going to be changing, and we're getting ready and geared up for October, Halloween, and everything, and the fall festivals are coming up, Scituate Art Festival, and Wicked and everything is coming up soon, so I'll keep you informed next week as to the dates and times. But right now, I know that you're all interested in two things in Attleboro because if it's Saturday morning, you want to know the stats on football.
I was going to say that.
We should have the theme playing. Da, 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 da. Anyway, the high school football scoreboard. Here we go. Attleboro, congratulations. You won over Taunton 37-20. Bishop Feehan, yay, won over Martha's Vineyard. Wow, they're playing over here. That's great. Bishop Feehan won 27-0. Dighton Rehoboth, 27. Excuse me. Fox, I'm sorry. You have to understand, I came in here in the morning, and my glasses are in my car, so I'm doing the very best I can.
Here you go,
Foxborough. Thank you. All right. Foxborough 21 over Canton 14. King Philip 1 over Mansfield 20-17. Norton 1 over Hopkinton 35 and Hopkinton 16. And that's all I can see with my eyesight. Anyway, if you played the lottery last night, want to wish you good luck. And here we go. The Mass Daily is 1272. The Rhode Island Daily number is 4416. Mass Cash 8 11 16 30 32. Mega Millions 21 30 47 50 57. The Mega Ball is 9 and the Mega Plier is 5. So like I said before, Farmers Market, still question. Hopefully Heather will call in. Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35. So autumn is here. Autumn is here. So I picked up some things that, because it's fall and everything, I just thought, oh, this is really great. So I went online and I got some really fun things from BuzzFeed. So here's a few things that will put a smile on your face, because this is a show where we always are positive. So the word autumn is clearly the most elegant way to describe a season. It even sounds beautiful, autumn. When I say the word color, you know, if you look around, like the leaves are changing and everything, especially along a lake or a pond, it almost looks like an oil painting. And it's just so beautiful. Now, what better food than autumn, than like a butternut squash casserole or apple pie or pumpkin? Let's just put it this way. Pumpkin flavored anything. Pumpkin flavored coffee and teas and cakes and cookies and muffins and things. Oh, God, I'm getting hungry. I didn't have breakfast yet. And what about the smell of fresh candy corn? I'm not a fan of candy corn, to tell you the truth. I just think it's too darn sweet. But salted caramel in season. But I say you don't have to wait till autumn to have salted caramel. But that seems to be coming out in everything between coffees and flavors of different cakes and cookies and things. And what about caramel apples? Do you ever do that? Do you ever dip caramel into the apples?
Yes. You know what I like,
stick?
Too, though?
What's that?
The candy apples.
Oh, yeah, the red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did it when my kids were growing up. They had these round caramel strips, like almost like a fruit strip. So instead of melting the caramel and you dump the you dip the stick into the mixer, then you lift it up. They have these wraps, and what you do is you put the wrap around the apple, put the stick in it, put it in the oven, like a very low temp, and the caramel actually melts onto the apple. Then you take it out. You have to put like parchment paper down, and you take it out, and then you put it on the stove, and it cools, and it sets onto the apple. That's the easiest way to do it.
Wow,
the
Lane, that's
easiest
cool.
way. My kids loved it, and the smell of caramel throughout the house was just awesome. And apple cider too. I mean, I put cinnamon in my apple cider, and just a little bit of nutmeg, and oh my gosh, it just smells so wonderful when you're walking in.
So you make your own apple cider?
I don't make my own apple cider. I do make my own apple sauce, and that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
It's very time-consuming, peeling all the apples and then putting in cinnamon and different things.
We should create a show called Cook It with Elaine.
Out and About with Elaine is good. I got this. It's all good.
All right.
Anyway, so today we're a little bit under the weather, but, it's just one of those things that we have this cloud and rain and drizzle and what the heck, I don't know. But, you know, I think that fall in New England is the best, because you just have this wonderful mountain of colors wherever you go, especially when you go, you know, as you get out of the city and you go into the either, you know, countrysides, and Route 6 is always beautiful in the fall. And I lived up in Manville for quite some time, and the leaves changing and the Blackstone River, I call it reflection shots. And if you're a photographer, I think you might know what it is, or maybe I'm calling it wrong. But anyway, basically what it is, it's an identical shot on the water as you're seeing it. Like the trees, the tree line, okay, is all beautiful colors. And then, but the water is so still that it reflects like a mirror. And I took a picture of fall leaves changing colors. And when I got back and I was looking at all the stuff, it was like, oh my God, I captured the perfect shot. It was like in identical color. The water was fantastically smooth, like glass. I mean, I love photography. I'm amateur, I admit it. I know Chuck Whalen is an expert at it. I'd like to talk to him more about that shot. But unbelievable. You know, it was just really great. So I love fall. I think Jim Corbin does too. It's not too hot. It's getting cooler. You can sleep better at night. I just like the way that...
I have a question, Elaine. Have you seen any leaves yet start to turn?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, not in Providence, though.
That's because they go around and paint them green still.
They do. Yeah, they spray paint them. It's like, oh, my God. But as we get into October, you know, there's all those wonderful festivals. And, you know, Halloween is coming up. And at work, I instituted last year a pumpkin carving contest, and we had so much fun, they want to do it again. So I've got to contact Attleboro Farm and Gardens to find out about the pumpkins, and in a couple of weeks, I'll be getting about 50 pumpkins.
Why not get them from the farmer's market?
Because they don't have them yet.
Oh, they don't have them. All right.
No. No.
What's your favorite candy?
And I have to use a credit card. So, I can't pay cash for it because it's on the corporate card. So they don't take credit cards at the farmer's market.
Now, do you have a favorite candy that you like to get?
When I was trick-or-treating as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Hershey bars. I was so, Hershey bars. Good Lord, yeah.
I used to like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Did you really?
You put them in the freezer and you can really make them into a treat.
Oh, interesting. Well, if you're listening to us and would like to join in, describe what your favorite season is, favorite candy in Halloween, our number here is 508-222-1320. Yeah, there's just so many things happening, and I really enjoy October. And then comes November and December, and before you know it, it's a new year. So, it's just been a really crazy time of year. Busy and hectic as always. And unfortunately, I don't know if this is going to go on again. I'll give you a couple of things. There's going to be something really close by that I'm going to check out. And I don't know when I'll have time this weekend because I'm ripping and running this whole weekend. But it's an Egyptian festival in Attleboro on South Main Street. I used to go to St. Joseph's Church, but it moved over to another area. And they're introducing an Egyptian festival. It started yesterday. It's going through till Sunday. So it's a Saturday today from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they have it's free admission and parking. And they said you can you can walk like an Egyptian, you can dress up like a pharaoh. They have games for the children. They have it's the history of the church. It's they have so many arts and crafts and it's just remarkable. So this is really eclectic. It's the first annual Egyptian festival, which means they probably will start having it again next year. So this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we have a caller.
Yes, we have Heather from the Farmer's
Market. Oh, Heather, tell me something. Good girl.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you today?
I'm doing well, but geez, this weather is just so overcast. And I didn't see your signage. Are you still? What's going on?
We're open. No, we're open today. We are open, rain or shine. We leave it up to the vet. You know, those farmers, they're a hardy bunch. They harvest in the rain. They plant in the rain. They do everything they can in the rain. So we're there. We provide the venue for them to be there if they want to show up. So I wouldn't expect, 40 vendors today, but we'll have people there. So we'll be open.
Wonderful. Now, what do you think is going to be, are they bringing in more fall items?
Oh, yeah. So we're at that, pinnacle point where we're getting the last bit of the summer veggies, and we're being inundated with winter squash. So we have spaghetti squash, butternut squash, turban squash, acorn squash. We had everything you could have imagined. And what's great, though, is that means the greens are coming back because it's cooler. So there'll be spinach and lettuces and things like that, and broccoli. And one of my favorites is the Romanesca. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
So it's like a decorative plant, but you can eat it. It's kind of like a spaceshipy looking broccoli / cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yes. Oh, no kidding.
That's my favorite. So this is the time of year where every week Langwater Farm pulls up and I say, do you have any Romanesca? They're like, not yet, Heather. Like, wait, is it today? Is today the day? No, Heather.
Oh,
so
wow.
Just waiting for that to come in. So, right. Yeah, so it'll be a quiet day at market today, but still fun. Pickled Willies will be there, so you can come on down and get your breakfast sandwiches. And it'll be great. And Dawn from Shamrock Hives just called me. She's our meat person, so they have the bacon and the pork and the beef and burgers and everything. She's sending her husband Jay today, and she's like, "Listen, just take good care of him because sometimes men need a little extra help." She said, "I have cider donuts and fresh pressed apple cider." And all the meats you could dream of and eggs as well. So it'll be great.
Wow. Listen, I do have to tell you, next week is the apple pie contest.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm so psyched. You got to tell me, what are the rules?
So I just pulled them up on my computer to refresh myself. So you have to actually, it's a double crust pie only. No crumbles, no crisps, no Betty's, no Pandowdies, not anything like that. So it's not, like, you can't bring me a German apple pie with a crumbly top. It has to be a double crust.
Mm-hmm.
Pies must be checked in by 10:30 on the day of the contest. No other fruit may be added. Juices are okay, but you can't. It can't be like an apple blueberry pie. It can't be anything like it. It has to be straight up apple.
Mm-hmm.
No pies that need refrigeration or heating, like that are better when they're warm or whatever. We bring it warm if you can, if that's how you want us to try it. But anything with special handling instructions, we just can't accommodate because we don't have a refrigerator or a stove there. So it just can't contain raw uncooked eggs, of course, because nobody wants to get sick. And we strongly recommend that you bring them in a disposable pan. So then we don't have to worry about getting you your pie plate back in the event that you stay. Because a couple of years ago, I stood there with five different pie plates, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I have new pie plates. pies are scored on appearance, crust, filling, and overall flavor and taste. The top few winners, everyone gets a ribbon and some prizes. We give out farmers market T-shirts and gift certificates and things like that. So, and at the end, whatever the winning pie is, we auction that off to the highest bidder, and then everyone can come in and have a, you know, they can pick a slice of pie, whichever that they would like, for a $2 donation to the Hebron Food Pantry.
I love it. Now, the Hebron Food Pantry, are you requiring people to come down? Is there a place where we can bring canned goods there?
Oh, absolutely. So every week you can always drop off any non-perishable food items or personal care items to the management tent, and I drop them off on Monday morning to Michelle. Michelle Birch is the director of the Hebron Food Pantry, so I bring her stuff all the time. Michelle is actually one of the judges for the apple pie contest.
I was going to ask you, who's the judges?
Yeah, so we have a variety of judges. I haven't solidified all of them, but I can tell you that obviously it's Michelle from the Hebron Food Pantry, Diana Martell. We actually moved the date of the pie contest for her because it's her favorite day. So Diana Martell, she's our representative from WIC. We sometimes have local political celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Poirier has been very gracious and has joined us many times. We've just had some different people around. We had the former chairperson of the school committee, Dave Murphy. He was there 1 year. So whoever I can scrounge up that week that really likes apple pies, they come in and help. I have the expectation that the new superintendent of schools will actually be there this week.
Oh, yeah. Very good. So when does this wrap up? Like, you bring your pie by 10:30 and
yep, we
the
need
judging?
To have a,
and
yep, so what we do is we slice them up. We give them little pieces of pie. They all try it. They have scorecards. So the appearance is they have all pies will be assigned a number, and then they'll be appearance is weighted 10%. Filling and crust, 40%, and overall flavor and taste is 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we take them and we show the judges. We're like, this is pie number 7, and it's beautiful, and I can't wait to cut it. And they register a score for that. And my friend Jeff, he's a computer master. He has special software that he created to actually calculate it.
Oh, I see.
So he does a really good job. So... so it's really great. So the flavor, the crust and filling is 40%. So crust and filling, the judges will evaluate the two primary components of the pie individually, then as a combined entity. Those two components of the crust and the filling, they should first each stand on their own merits and then blend it together in a great combination. The Dave LaFerria, who runs our website, he's done a beautiful job kind of giving great descriptions as to how things are judged. He's really terrific. But we do give these rules to the judges so they know what they're looking for. So,
great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And having the bragging rights to having the best apple pie in the city of Attleboro, I mean, who doesn't want that?
I do.
Well, bring it on, girl. Come on down. We love to be judgy down there. So
I will be. Well, it's all in good fun, and it's a great it's a great time. So I will definitely be there next week for sure. Unfortunately, I have to work today right after here. I have to run to work for some things, and I got to work most of the day. But next week, I go through... the farmer's market withdrawal. I really do, because I really love going, and I always pick up things. And I did pick up some honey last week, and I've been trying to switch from coffee to tea, trying to make that transition. So
God bless your heart, because I'm sitting here sucking on a cup of coffee.
Well, I am too. Let me tell you, I can't. Yeah, it's a transition. It's a process, as they say.
It is a process. Yes, most certainly. Well, what's so great is that honey. It was, I don't even know how to use the word, created. Mm-hmm. The bees made that honey from right here in Attleboro.
Right.
So if you suffer from allergies or anything like that, they are, you know, they're pollinating the things that you're allergic to. And so taking a little bit of that every day helps build up your immunity and helps lessen your allergy reactions.
Awesome.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Excellent. Do you want to hang on for a minute? I was just looking at the time. We're having so much fun. I'm looking down. I'm taking notes, and I just realized we got to take a break.
No problem.
Hold on 1 second. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we're going to be taking a quick break, and we have Heather on the phone from the Farmer's Market, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got.
Historian Gary Highlander will present Hail to the Chief on November 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will take us back to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where the Office of the President and the Electoral College were created. As Connecticut Governor Samuel Huntington stated at the time, it was a new event in human history. Gary Highlander is a scholar and professor who has taught at Stonehill College and Framingham State University and lectured for many cultural and educational forums. For more information on the event, call the library at 508-285-0265.
Let yourself be free to focus on the important and joyful things in your life. The Larson Senior Center in Attleboro will host the free workshop, Organize and Declutter, on Monday, September 26th at 10 a.m. Making a few small changes can simplify your life. When you feel more organized, you experience less stress. Come and learn creative solutions for letting go of items and decluttering. This workshop will be presented by Stacy Hiltner of the Community VNA. For more information, call the Larson Senior Center at 774-203-1900. Children and their families are invited to the Big Fiesta on October 1st from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Pawtucket Public Library. The Big Fiesta celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month. This year's fiesta will feature bilingual stories with special guest bilingual storyteller Josefina Calender. The fiesta will also include crafts, free books, and snacks. This is a free program for children of all ages and their families. For more information, please call 401-725-3714, extension 209, or email ejeffers@pawtucketlibrary.org.
Historian Gary Highlander will present Hail to the Chief on November 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will take us back to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where the Office of the President and the Electoral College were created. As Connecticut Governor Samuel Huntington stated at the time, it was a new event in human history. Gary Highlander is a scholar and professor who has taught at Stonehill College and Framingham State University and lectured for many cultural and educational forums. For more information on the event, call the library at 508-285-0265.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our phone number here is 508-222-1320, and online we have Heather from the Farmer's Market today. Good morning, and thanks for hanging with me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, we're playing Neil Diamond for the rest of the show. I love Neil Diamond, so I said...
I do, too.
I said, have you ever seen him in concert, Heather?
I have not seen him... Oh, I've seen Barry Manilow in concert. I have not seen him in concert, but I was at the Red Sox game just after the marathon bombing.
Oh.
And he was there and sang Sweet Caroline, so that might...
That is special, yes.
That was a great day.
yeah, that's really, oh my God. He is, I went to his concert, and it was like 2 hours, and he was just really phenomenal. And his son actually travels with him, and he was in the band back then. It was at the TD Garden. And yep. But what a concert. But I recently seen Bruce Springsteen. I have to digress. 4 hours and 2 minutes at Gillette Stadium. It was phenomenal.
Oh, I can imagine.
It was like the concert of the season. It was just really, I mean, I seen Diana Ross, and she was really great, too. But, and Sting and Peter Gabriel. This year I went to a lot of music stuff, and I'm saying to myself, well, there's a couple more I want to see this year before it ends. So, but they're all coming through, so it's great.
I love it. I'm a huge live music fan. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing that I enjoy more than going to a concert and just sitting back and letting the music wash over me. I really, there's always music on in my house. I grew up like that. My mom always had the radio on. And it's really something that I derive a lot of joy from. My girlfriend Susan and I actually went to a street party in Boston on Lansdowne Street last week and heard 6 different bands and everything else. It was phenomenal. It was really great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We have that in common.
We do have that in common, amongst other things, our love amongst for the farmers market and everybody that's there.
Yes, yes, yes. So, again, so today, I'd like to say that... you know, it doesn't rain on goodness. We've only had in the 100, how many markets have we had now? 120?
Wow.
Yeah, about that. We've only had about 6 days of rain.
That's not bad, girl.
Including today. It's not bad. So we take it, you know, we actually get to enjoy. These are kind of, I know this sounds strange, but these are the kind of days that the staff really enjoys. We slap on our boots and our raincoats, and we actually get to have time to talk to our vendors. Our vendors get to talk to each other because they're not quite so busy, so it's really a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for on days like today. So
right. Well, I hope you still do have a good turnout. I do hope that people get up and around and they're used to it, like I am. And you know, it's automatic. Like from the show, I go to breakfast, then I go to the farmer's market, and then I start my day. You know, do laundry and errands and things. And but it's always a great time. And I know just a small portion. You know, we have to get out there through the summer and the fall because it goes away in the wintertime. You know, you go through farmer's market withdrawal. So,
well, I'm already kind of in a panic.
So
this is the last month of farmer's market.
Oh.
With the drought, a lot of our farmers are just really having a hard time. Their crops are kind of drying up, for lack of a better word, a little earlier than usual. And they're working so hard to make sure that they have enough to get us through the season. It's been a tough year for farmers. Farmers market's been really terrific for them. They have had a place to bring their produce, but it has been a real challenging year. This one, and especially, you know, this is our 6th year, so I'm really getting to kind of see how things are over the course of time. And to be a farmer, honestly, is one of the hardest professions you could ever imagine.
God, yes. And we're very fortunate that we still have them.
We are. We're lucky in this part of in this neck of the woods. You know, it's just, they're very, when I have one little guy, his name's Jake, his produce has just, it got destroyed. So he won't be back for the rest of the season. So that's unfortunate.
That isn't the person that does the organic, is it?
Well, he grows organically. He's actually, I don't know if he's 14 years old. He's from Norton. And him and his father, they're Alpine Farm. He has a huge kale farm. They farm about 4 acres over in Norton. But it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle for a lot of them this year. And so I'm incredibly appreciative to everyone who comes to market because they're making it. You know, they know that this year is tough, and then they have the expectation that next year will be a little less tough.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hopefully they will come back and everything. What about the barbecue guy? Is he going to be coming down?
No. So barbecue man, his name is Todd. He finished up last week. Last week was his last week. But he was driving away, pulling the smoker. He's like, see you guys next year. So he is
good.
Full, ready, willing, and able. He's coming back up next summer,
right?
And he'll be up by the time farmers market starts in June of next year, and he'll be back. He was the first one to tell me, I'm coming back next year. So
fantastic.
He had a great season.
Good.
His food is unbelievable.
It is, yes.
He had a lot of fun with us. We have kind of a unique market where, you know, everyone really gets along. There's none of that internal struggle, like the dark side of a farmers market. It doesn't exist in ours. Everyone's really just super happy to be there and really busy. So
awesome.
Sorry, my husband just turned the computer on. He was at the baseball game last night when Poppy hit the game-winning home run.
Oh,
he was
wow.
just re-watching his video. Good day.
That's phenomenal. That's really
I'm like,
great.
I'm on the phone. But Smack Doodles will be there. Coffee will be there today. Pickled Willies will be there. Langwater Farm will be there. Lisa Nason with her soaps and her honey, she'll be there. Shamrock High Farm. So all of the like essentials that people come in for, they'll all be there today.
All right.
And we'll have the knife sharpening guy back next week. And next week is pumpkins.
Oh, okay. Great.
So we'll have pumpkins and corn stalks for $10. Mm-hmm. You get a pumpkin and a corn stalk. And the $10 goes to the Hebron Food Pantry. This is our effort to kind of stock their shelves. Like this week and the apple pie week is our way of trying to help them stock the shelves for the holidays.
I gotcha. All right. So, well, I definitely will be there next weekend, and I will bring my canned goods, but also my secret recipe for my delicious apple pie. And whether I win or not.
That's the following week. That's the 14th.
Oh, the 14th. Here I am thinking that it's the
No, it's the following week. This coming week is pumpkins and corn stalks. The week after that is apple pie.
Gotcha. Okay. I just wrote it down. I'll see you next week for sure.
If you want to bring me a pie next week, I'll
bring you a coffee.
Oh, that sounds good.
Take care. Right. Thanks for calling in, Heather.
Hi, Delaine. Talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Take care. Bye, Heather. She is one of the hardest working women I know, and she is just really so phenomenal. She's always so, when you go there, you know who Heather is, because I'll always say, Where's Heather? And somebody will point where she is, and she's always talking to the vendors or people that come, and she is just the heart and soul of the farmers market. She'll be the first one to tell you that it's not just her, but it's her committee, it's her husband Ed, and everybody's so committed to making this work. And I'm so glad that they moved from the Attleboro Library, that's where they were before, to this beautiful field, and it's so big, and it's just growing every single year. And you heard yourself, folks, that you know she has so many eclectic people coming in, different unusual things at the farmers market, but also to our local farmers, and we should certainly support them. Listen, we got to take a break. My gosh, this hour is just zooming by. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring.
Metamorphosis, the Art of Altered Books, will be exhibited from July 30th to November 6th at the Fuller Craft Museum in Brockton. The exhibit will feature mixed media artists who carve, gouge, fold, collage, and manipulate books to transform the printed pages into a sculptural object. A partial list of exhibiting artists includes Longbin Chen, Andy Hayes, Wendy Wall, and Jacqueline Rush Lee. For more information, call the museum at 508-588-6000.
Let yourself be free to focus on the important and joyful things in your life. The Larson Senior Center in Attleboro will host the free workshop, Organize and Declutter, on Monday, September 26th at 10 a.m. Making a few small changes can simplify your life. When you feel more organized, you experience less stress. Come and learn creative solutions for letting go of items and decluttering. This workshop will be presented by Stacy Hiltner of the Community VNA. For more information, call the Larson Senior Center at 774-203-1900. Children and their families are invited to the Big Fiesta on October 1st from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Pawtucket Public Library. The Big Fiesta celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month. This year's fiesta will feature bilingual stories with special guest bilingual storyteller Josefina Calendar. The fiesta will also include crafts, free books, and snacks. This is a free program for children of all ages and their families. For more information, please call 401-725-3714, extension 209, or email
just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while.
Okay, we are here. This is Neil Diamond, and I just love the songs of Neil Diamond. I love all kinds of music, you know. But anyway, our number here is 508-222-1320. I have to tell you a story. In Providence, I went through, I didn't know this, but I went through a red light, and I got a notice in the mail saying that I had to appear in court. So I said, darn it all, I am, because I haven't had a ticket. I'm going to go to court. So I did. And And I got there early, so I was like the fifth person checking in. And I had to go to the Providence District Court. And to make a long story short, the judge comes in and he said, okay, folks, this is how it's going to go. I got everybody on video. I'm going to show the video, then I'll talk to you. So he said, the first five people come up, go to my right, and then state your case. So he calls me the last. I stand up with these other four people. We go up. So he sees the video of the first person, second person, third person. He goes, okay, yep, you went through the red light. Okay, pay the fine, pay the fine, pay the fine. Third person said, well, you know, I work late. I'm sorry I didn't go. He said, all right, just pay the court fee. So then it's my turn. So, I mean, I dressed up in a dress and looked nice, I thought. I go up to the microphone. He goes, looks at the video, and sure enough, you see me going through the light. But he looks down at a piece of paper, and he looks at it. He goes, oh, Massachusetts? And I said, yes. He goes, jazz lady? And I go, yeah. He said, oh, cute plate. He smiled. And he said, pay the court fee. So my vanity plate, which I was going to get rid of in November, saved me $85.
Praise God.
No.
That's awesome.
I just think that he thought it was funny. He thought that the vanity plate was...
So you're going to keep the plate, right?
I'm going to keep the plate. Oh, yeah. Yes. And if I buy my house in Rhode Island, guess what? I'm going to transfer it over to or try to find the same vanity plate. So... But we have Jim Corbin on the line. All right. Jim, tell me something. What is going on with this weather?
Don't you love it?
No.
No.
It's cold, rainy, damp this morning, and it's dark. It's getting dark. What's up with that?
Ugh. I know. I know. Well, actually, in another month, we're going to have the latest sunrise we've ever had, because a few years ago when they changed the time to set the clocks back, now it's the first weekend in November, so it'll be just a little over a month from today.
Mm-hmm.
The sunrise is going to be about 7:23. Now, if it's a dreary day like today, it still could be seemingly dark until like 8 o'clock in the morning. So we'll have to monitor that. But no, we've got the rain. We've had over a half an inch of rain. Most of the rain at the moment is falling right around the I-95 corridor in Points East. If you're out in western Rhode Island right now, there's not much of anything going on. Boroughville, out towards Gloucester and up into southern Worcester County, Bellingham, very little rain has fallen over the last few hours. Now, again, obviously for outdoor activities, it's not the greatest. This is the first rain, and we're talking with Heather about saying it's only been six times, I guess, in over 100 farmers markets that it's rained. And, of course, it's always on a Saturday. This is the first rain we've had of any consequence since early April. On a mm-hmm. Saturday. So it seems unusual, or it seems bad, because we have not seen it for many months. I always say the R word, relative. Everything weather-wise, and about a lot of other things too, is relative to what you've had in the past. And the fact that we have not had a dreary, wet Saturday in about 5 or 6 months, certainly going back to before, for example, the farmers market even started back in June this year, it's seemingly unusual. The good news, though, is we are filling up the reservoirs, and we still have more rain to go. Matter of fact, on radar now, there's a pretty good shower now coming right up Jamestown, and it's going to head up towards Fall River and then eventually come through Tiverton and then probably coming up through Seekonk and Attleboro within the next probably hour. Now, it is raining lightly just about everywhere, but that's a moderate shower. That comes down quickly as a downpour. So that'll be the situation. Now, later this morning, Elaine, into the afternoon, the rain will be lighter and spottier. So maybe if you want to wait it out, you don't want to be standing in the light to moderate rain. Later this morning and early afternoon, perhaps at the farmer's market, you might want to wait it out, and it'll be a little bit better then. Now, we can't rule out a little bit more rain this afternoon, but not to the intensity of what we have right now. Temperatures are going to be right around upper 50s to near 60. We've had very little change in temperature over the last few days. And that's the way it's going to be, it looks like, for the next few days as well. The good news is that we are going to have a little bit less in the way of shower activity tomorrow. So that's good. Of course, the Patriots playing up at Gillette. And then Monday, Tuesday, Monday still could be a touch of mist. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Those are the three good days. And then we potentially have problems as we go through the end of next week. And I think you know what that might be, Elaine, right?
Wait a minute.
The morning test. Have one more sip of the coffee, and then you'll get it.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Mike knows.
The hurricane that's down. Was it Hurricane Matthew? Whatever it is going to be up by our neighborhood.
It's going to be at our, the story is going to be, it's likely to be at our latitude. In other words, it's going to be passing through about 41, 42 degrees north latitude, which is the latitude of southeastern Mass in Rhode Island. However, the question is, what longitude will it be? Well, if it's at around 71 longitude, that's a bad situation. And I'm not laughing about it or chuckling about it now. We're still a week away. But there are some indications that it's going to be a close call Friday night and Saturday of next week. So, of course, you were just talking about the events coming up next weekend could be affected by the hurricane. And through the week, I'll have, and I'm sure other, obviously you'll be hearing forecasts about what could happen. There are some indications that it could stay off to the south and east and just kick in the situation with the rough seas and things like that. So that might be the issue there. But that's down the road. So the bottom line is right now we have to deal with these rain showers. Really, I would say, is the steadiest for the next 2 or 3 hours in the Attleboro area, and especially points to the east towards Taunton and then to the southeast Fall River. Providence, right on the edge of getting some rain. And then if you're out towards western Rhode Island, eastern Connecticut, up towards southern Worcester County, Sturbridge, there's not much rain going on at the moment. But all of us will see at least a few showers scattered about for the rest of the afternoon.
Mm. Wow, what a forecast, huh?
Yeah, but again, you know, at the farmer's market, of course, they have, a lot of them have canopies anyway, or tents, or whatever. I mean, so it's not like we're going to have 50-mile-an-hour winds and everything's blowing around. It'll be a bit of a breeze, but, and again, anything else going on that you've been talking about out and about, yeah, it's not a nice day, but we're filling up the reservoirs to some extent and maybe do a little bit more of that tomorrow, and then it dries out for a few days next week.
Sounds like a good... it's a good day to go to the movies, don't you think?
Yeah, not a bit. Some new movies just came out, I think, the last few days, so those aren't too bad either. I mean, you know, again, every once in a while you need a day like this, not just because we need it because we need the rain because of the drought. It's just that, you know, it's kind of changes the mood. I mean, it's been almost too sunny almost every day. It's almost like you need to change it up a little bit. And today is one of those days. You were just talking about how when you get up and out to your car, headed to the studio, that it seemed dark and dreary. I mean, when was the last time you really thought of that getting out? You know, I mean, so you need to sort of kind of break it up a little bit. That's exactly what's going on this morning.
Right. It does seem like when that happens, like the season does change, you know, from daylight, but also too, it affects you when you wake up every day. You're very conscious about the season changing and it's getting more darker. And I remember there is a time when you wake up and it's all, you know, you go to bed, you wake up, it's dark. When you go to work and it's 5 o'clock and it's dark and it's like.
That's the one thing about around here and other places too in the United States, especially in the north of the United States, is that you get these seasons. So like and you've mentioned it too, my two favorite months overall, not just with weather, but just in general, are September, October. Number three for me is May.
Mm.
Because May, it's not quite hot yet, but you also have all the spring leaves coming out. April, it's still too cold because you have the cold ocean. So my what are your top 3 months? Mine is October, September, and May. What are your top 3 months, would you say?
Mm.
Overall, not just in weather, but just in general to be outside.
Well, to be outside, I would say, October. I like December because it does get cooler in the air and everything, but then definitely May because the flowers are coming up and you can start planting flowers in the flower beds and things like that.
Mike, what do you want to talk 3 months?
I'd say May, June, July.
Really? Oh, so you're the summer guy.
Well, and I like, you know, because I don't like driving in snow. And and plus I have to walk in it too, so, you know, there's no ice that I could possibly fall on. So, and plus I like to see flowers. I like to see things growing. I like to see birds and trees and, you know, I like things alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Everyone has their changes, differences, and things. Now, for example, and I'll end on this, as I always like to say, today is a rare, not a rare, but an unusual October day. Of course, here we are October 1st, where we don't get a lot of days like this in October. We do get periodic rain, but we don't get typically on a regular basis days like this in October. So that's another reason why, you know, here we are, it's October 1st, and look at this, it looks like it's almost looks like it's a December or dare I say November morning. November is, again, my worst month of the year, November and December, not because of the holidays, but because of they're the two cloudiest months of the year, and you have the shortest days of the year. So this is almost reminding me of like November instead of the 1st of October today. But again, the good news is it will get a little bit less rainy as we go through the late morning. So if you're heading out and about for any outdoor activities or even just having to drive to an indoor activity, it will get a little more spottier in the rain as we go through this afternoon and especially tomorrow.
Well said. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jim. And thanks for the forecast. It's a hodgepodge and a mixed bag of tricks, as they say, but I appreciate you.
And hopefully next week, are you going to be on next Saturday?
We are, yeah, all of October.
At that time, we'll be dealing with maybe the hurricane, so I'll keep you posted through the week because it's right around Saturday morning, roughly, that we're going to be either facing it or maybe not facing it, but it's going to be a close call. So I'll let you know through the week how things are going.
All right. I appreciate that very much.
Okay,
you have a good weekend, whatever you do, and I'll see you back here next Saturday.
Talk to you then. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, that's Jim Corbin. And you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We do have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Metamorphosis, The Art of Altered Books, will be exhibited from July 30th to November 6th at the Fullercraft Museum in Brockton. The exhibit will feature mixed media artists who carve, gouge, fold, collage, and manipulate books to transform the printed pages into a sculptural object. A partial list of exhibiting artists includes Longbin Chen, Andy Hayes, Wendy Wall, and Jacqueline Rush Lee. For more information, call the museum at 508-588-6000.
Let yourself be free to focus on the important and joyful things in your life. The Larson Senior Center in Attleboro will host the free workshop, Organize and Declutter, on Monday, September 26th at 10 a.m. Making a few small changes can simplify your life. When you feel more organized, you experience less stress. Come and learn creative solutions for letting go of items and decluttering. This workshop will be presented by Stacy Hiltner of the Community VNA. For more information, call the Larson Senior Center at 774-203-1900.
Historian Gary Highlander will present Hail to the Chief on November 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will take us back to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where the Office of the President and the Electoral College were created. As Connecticut Governor Samuel Huntington stated at the time, it was a new event in human history. Gary Highlander is a scholar and professor who has taught at Stonehill College and Framingham State University and lectured for many cultural and educational forums. For more information on the event, call the library at 508-285-0265. Metamorphosis, The Art of Altered Books, will be exhibited from July 30th to November 6th at the Fullercraft Museum in Brockton. The exhibit will feature mixed media artists who carve, gouge, fold, collage, and manipulate books to transform the printed pages into a sculptural object. A partial list of exhibiting artists includes Longbin Chen, Andy Hayes, Wendy Wall, and Jacqueline Rush Lee. For more information, call the museum at 508-588-6000.
Ellie's fine, the sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. And when it's live radio, anything can happen. Like, you know, your producer could put your mic on and not know it. So, I appreciate you coming out in this terrible weather, Michael. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's just been one of those nasty Saturdays. We really haven't had a bad Saturday in a long, long time where we've had like rain to go through. And
let's hope this is the last one for a long time.
It isn't. This is New England. Are you kidding me? But I do want to do a little bit of out and about setter. I did a few things about the Egyptian fair, which sounds really great on South Washington. It's right across the street from Siabra, that big, big church. It sounds very fascinating.
I got this for you.
What's that?
Remember this? the this song that had something to do with. That's a theme.
Oh yeah, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Do you remember who sang that?
The Bangles.
Yep, you got it.
Oh yeah.
I remember I was in high school when this was popular.
That is, yes, but it's just really an interesting church that came in. Okay, you can cut the music. I'll have a few more minutes left, and I got a ton of stuff to say. But anyway, 'tis the season. I mean, everybody's Halloween, and they've got all these wonderful things and scary things, too. But for the children and that, I'm just going to do for family fun things because I don't like clowns, and they've got this big clown here in the newspaper that's freaking me out. But let's just start with Roger Williams Zoo's Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular. Now, that starts on October 6th, and it runs through November 6th. And it's really, really great. It's a Halloween tradition at Roger Williams Park Zoo. It's really great. They always have a wonderful season of artistically drawn and well-lit. Over 5,000 carved jack-o'-lanterns are going to be there. And this year's theme is American Treasures. So it's a great, fun family event. If you're a AAA member, you can get discount tickets. I really highly recommend that as a family fun thing to do. Also, both YMCAs in, I'll start first with North Attleboro. The YMCA on Friday, October 21st at 6:30 to 8:30. The Y members in the community are invited to participate in this wonderful free event where it'll include face painting, and they have a jump bouncy house. They have arts and crafts and much more. And also, too, you can take a tour of the Haunted Woods in North Attleboro, and I've been up there, and it is pretty spooky, so I will not be going there. Anyway, just too many childhood memories of things that are just, oh, I don't like the dark. No, thank you. But also, Mansfield, this is a fun thing on October 29th. I know it's coming up at the end of the month, and I'm sure they'll be saying this again. But Mansfield's has a spooky spectacular that will offer goodie bags for all the children, and I think that's a great idea. And if you go up there and the children are decorating, they have three different costume categories for best fictional character, the most original, and the best Halloween theme if you're doing a group. So those are just a few things that are coming up, and this is they have the hauntings in Cumberland Hill. Excuse me, but on a lighter note, let's just switch gears. Last week we had Greg Abate on. He was playing at Chan's. And this tonight at 7:30, he will be performing at the Courthouse Center for the Arts in West Kingston. So it's an indoor event, obviously, but it's the Courthouse Center for the Arts. It's on Kingstown Road in West Kingston tonight at 7:30, so that's Greg Abate, our good friend here, who's going to be performing. So Blake Sheldon is in town. He's going to be playing tonight at the Mohegan Sun. And let's see who else is in the area here. There's just so many people. There's just so many things happening. There is going to be a play, Cuckoo's Nest, started yesterday, September 30th, and it runs through October 16th, the Attleboro Community Theater. Check this out at the Bates Masonic Lodge on North Main Street in Attleboro. Friday, Saturday performances are at 8 p.m. Sundays are at 2 p.m. I've seen some plays here at the Attleboro Community Theater at the Bates Masonic Lodge, and they are fantastic. If you have a chance, please, please check it out. It started yesterday, but you can certainly check it out tonight at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. So, and it does run through October 16th, and I'll try to get some of the actors on in the coming weeks. So those are just a few things that are happening. In the movies, I always like to go to the movies, and I certainly plan to check out several of these. Sully, of course, is playing with Tom Hanks. The Magnificent Seven is a really great, it's getting a lot of buzz. Some of the critics are really panning this movie, you know, as something else, But I just love cowboy movies. I just think they're really exciting and shoot 'em up, and it's really fun and it's lighthearted. And that's what the movies are for, to transport you back in time to do a different, to just escape for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, you know. And this thing here seems like it's going to be really great and action-packed, and it's great. Another movie that's getting some buzz is The Light Between Oceans, and then War Dogs, which is a comedy with Joshua Hill, who's running amok and getting a contract from the government, I guess, and then he spends out all the money, and then, of course, the arms dealers, he gets in trouble, and it's a really lighthearted comedy. It really is. I'm saying, you know, go see it, but I would say Sully and Magnificent Seven are my top two, and I'd say Magnificent Seven would be my number one pick, only because I like cowboy movies. So if you're looking for something to do, you know, put a raincoat on, grab your umbrella, go out to the farmer's market today from 9 to 1 p.m. I mean, Heather's going to be out there with the crew, and you have to say hello to her for me. Unfortunately, I won't be there today, but I definitely will be there next week and the coming weeks as well. And don't forget that apple pie contest is coming up on the 15th, not next week. So, but it's been a really great time today. I really enjoy coming in here, and I want to thank so many people. I want to thank Jim Jones for having us here every Saturday morning. I also want to thank Mike Catanzaro, who's been here faithfully every single Saturday running my board, so I don't have to worry about it. And also to Jim Corbin, I couldn't do this show without you too. He's on every single Saturday. He comes in. I mean, he just does a fantastic job with the weather. And, of course, you are listeners. I really do appreciate you listening. We know that you do have a lot of other radio stations to listen to, but we do really appreciate you listening to WARA 1320 each and every Saturday. But also, too, we have a phenomenal lineup, starting with Dominic Cotoia on Monday morning. He's on live radio from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, is on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m., and then Dave Kane is on from 9 to noon. So we have 6 days of live radio. Local community radio is back, and we really appreciate you, our residents in Attleboro and surrounding towns. Thank you so very much. And so from all of us here, we want to wish you a fantastic week. We want to thank you for listening to WARA 1320. And I invite you to meet me back here next Saturday for another great show. So we're going to leave you with Neil Diamond again. Have a terrific week, everyone, and I'll see you back here next Saturday.